Praise the Lord. Welcome to this program of R.G. Hardy Ministries, because we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for tuning in today, because we have a very special message for you if you are married or are planning to be married. If so, this message by my father, Brother Hardy, is one you don't want to miss. Two shall be one. Even if you have a good marriage, you can benefit from this down-to-earth biblical teaching, two shall be one.
All right, God's government. What is the new government now in God? The head of every man is Christ. The head of the woman is the man. The head of Christ is God. Now, this doesn't mean that the husband is a dictator, a Hitler, that's dominating, beating his wife down. How many say amen? Mistreating her, reducing her to nothing but a slave. That's not inherent in the word head. In fact, a lot of translators believe that it should be translated, the husband is the source of the woman, even as the man, Christ is his source, and even as God is Christ's source. You see, the man is the source of the woman because she came out of the man. And the man's head or source is Christ because he created him. How many's out there? But the real meaning of the word is to be the head is to be the leader. Logic tells you I can only have one head in my body. Because if I have two heads, then I'm going to be the two-headed freak monster. So there can only be one head, and God has chosen man to be the head, the leader. And there is a specific reason. Remember I told you the wife is to compliment the husband, supply what he lacks, and the husband compliment the wife to supply what she lacks. Now, God equipped the man to be the leader and not the woman. Now, I want to get to you that not being a leader doesn't mean you're a servant and a slave. I'm going to give you what it means to be a leader. Now, the husband's role in the marriage is to be the leader. He is to be the guide of the family. He is to be the leader, the feeder, the protector, the lover. That's the husband's function. And the wife is to be the follower. The husband supply the need of his wife, and wife follow his lead. If I was a woman and my husband protected me, supplied my need, and loved me, he could lead me anywhere he wants. I would be singing, where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. Now, God equipped the man to be the leader. And part of the job of the leader was to be the protector and feeder or provider of that family. God did not design the woman to be the protector and provider for the family. I mean, when the enemy comes in to try to harm your family, the woman wasn't the one to rise up and resist him. That's the man's part. Because God has equipped the man for that role. Now, medical science has found out that man thinks from the left side of his brain. And that's the side of the brain that is the aggressive side. So God has made the man to be an aggressor. He's equipped him with his aggressive attitude and makeup that he'll go out and challenge the world and whip it for his family. God designed him for that, and that's why he's designed and God has put him as the leader, because he has given him an aggressive makeup. But the woman is just the opposite. She thinks from the right side of her brain, and that's the passive side. And the woman's is looking for mainly three things. She's looking for somebody to, number one, love her, number two, protect her, and number three, give her security. God didn't design it for the woman to go out there and conquer the world. God designed it for the woman to make a home for her leader, lover, protector, supplier. How many say amen? That when he came back every day from the wars of life to give her what she needs, that he would have a fit place to come in and relax, huh? And refresh himself. And God made the woman for that part. He didn't make her to go out into the world and hustle for the family. He didn't give her that makeup. He gave her that makeup and gave her to Adam as a compliment to make him a home, to take what he supplied and take that protection and covering of a home that he supplied and the food and such that he supplied to make him a nice living place for him and his children, and together that they could grow up and rule the world from. That's what God made the man for and the woman for. I know it's come down to our society. The devil's worked it out, because he's out to destroy everything that God set in order. That it's almost impossible that the wife doesn't have to work too to make ends meet. But God's original and perfect situation was the man with his aggressive nature to go out and conquer the challenges of the world and bring home the provisions for his family. The wife was to make a suitable and comfortable house where he could come in and escape from the battles and get refreshed for the next day. Because every day out in that world is a battle. How many say amen? That was the original design. That's why the man was made the leader of the family. Because of him having that aggressive nature. Because he would have to go out into the world and fight the challenges of life to supply his wife's need. You see, that's what he is. He is to be the leader, the provider, the protector, and the lover. The wife was to follow his lead and make a comfortable home for him. And if we can, as much as possible in this 20th century, order our family structure that way, we're going to cut out a whole lot of problems. How many say amen? Now, the man wasn't supposed to be a dictator. You know, some of these dictating men find a little scripture here and there and they twist it out of its setting. I'm supposed to be the head. And right away, I'm Hitler. I'm the absolute authority. I mean, whatever I say in the family, that's it. And nobody can say anything else, because if they do, I'm going to give them the heel. No, I'm sorry. It doesn't mean that at all. It doesn't mean that one little bit. And we're going to dig into that. How many say amen? Making you the leader don't make you a dictator. Making you a leader means you're responsible as the priest for that family to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord to lead them in the right way, to guide that family in the right path and the children. Being the leader is that you're going to supply their needs. Being the leader is you're going to protect And being the leader is you're going to love them. I want to go to the Ephesians, the 5th chapter. And I tell you, these dictators, these overlording husbands really like to take you this chapter, 5th chapter of Ephesians, to bolster their point that they're the absolute authority. You know, to a lot of husbands, when they get married, the wife from that moment on is to not open her mouth and to be nothing but a bootlicker and a slave. Have no thoughts, have no opinion, have no rights. Well, brother, that's not being free. And if that was the case of marriage, I don't blame you, woman, for not getting married. But that's not the Bible marriage. That's not what God meant. He said that we're to be one flesh. And one of the word meanings of one is to be equal. Huh? Paul brought that out in the 3rd chapter, I think, of Galatians 3:28. There's neither Jew nor Gentile, bond nor free, male nor female, but you are all what? One in Christ or equal. How many say amen? The husband and wife are equal. I brought it out in the first segment. They're not inferior. She's not inferior. She is not inferior in any sense of the word of inferiority. How many say amen? She is an equal, and God gave man and woman the rule of the earth in Genesis 1:28. How many say amen? He didn't give Adam the rule of the earth alone. He gave Adam and Eve, and he said, let them rule the earth. Because they are one, they are a pair, they are complementing one another. What one lacks, the other one has. How many say amen? And together they're a unity, and they're one. And when each one finds their place, the wife, the husband to be the leader, the lover, the provider, protector, the wife to follow his lead and make a home, the husband to supply her need. Brother, you're going to have, if not a honeymoon all the time, you're going to have a solid marriage.
Amen. I hope you're blessed by this informative and inspirational message by my father, Brother Hardy, Two Shall Be One. We feel strongly that every Christian marriage should examine itself in the light of God's Word to be sure that they are applying godly principles for a healthy and holy marriage. This teaching defines and expounds the very important meanings of the terms headship and submission, and these are areas that are often misused and abused in marriage. Also addressed are the questions, what is the biblical role of the husband in marriage? What is the biblical role of the wife? And what about the role of sex in marriage? These issues are soundly addressed in this vital, practical, and enlightening teaching, Two Shall Be One. Now, you may want to add this to your spiritual library or share it with someone who is getting married or someone having marital problems. It is available on a double CD set for a love gift of $15 or more to the radio ministry. Request offer 215. That's offer 215. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, order online at rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Again, this is a 2-CD set for a love gift of $15 or more. Request offer 215. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Until next time, this is Sister Sharon saying, Maranatha.